We hope you enjoy the following presentation of Cycle of the Living Seed, Four Apocalyptic Poems, Part 2, written in 1932 by Dane Rudyard. This recording is 30 minutes long. This audio is brought to you by RITA, the Rudyard Institute for Transpersonal Activity, a nonprofit public benefit corporation dedicated to disseminating the work and essential message of Dane Rudyard. All material is copyrighted by Leila Rudyard Hill. If you'd like to learn more about RITA or make a donation towards supporting the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudyard, visit www.rudyardinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudyard, visit www.rudyardaudioarchives.com. And now, Dane Rudyard.
But the exemplar must needs be the sustainer. On him that is perfect in his own light rests the burden of all that strive after the light. He that is king must bear the weight of the mighty throne of the mind, in the likeness of which millions of souls have seen themselves formed and changeless. And he that is above the flights of the mightiest eagles drunken with sun sees the very roots of his soul sinking themselves into the manure to redeem and bless, to exalt and vivify. One and all, God and dust, and beyond all things that throb under cosmic skies, the infinite circle of the wholeness of man. His steps must rise from lowland to summit, laden with the many shadows of the sublime light of aeonic perfection, his hands stretched in compassion to all who sorrow and cry, to a God whom fain they would see coming to them in haloed splendor, yet whose presence they never can divine under the soil garb of the wanderer. And beyond these hands compassionate shine for them that see the 40 rays of the Lord of dazzling splendor. These hands have known the white jade of the throne of God and rested upon the wings of the eternal bird. And soon, after having been purged of all memories through the endless gift of love, they too shall rise to the illimitable space of mystic emptiness, there to grow into the likeness of that which has no name, no form, and no memory. Yet, from whose incomprehensible nothingness arises all name, all form, even that of the Supreme. Sagittarius. I had ventured into the highways of darkness and longed for the deep rest of material things unstirred by light. I had assumed the passion of the earth and throbbed with the joys and excitements upturned into nothingness. I had yearned for that nothing and its vast slumber in the crypt of dark stars. I had beaten the sod with hoofs unrelenting and ridden feverishly through fields of bitterness, caressed by glamours of unholy rapture. I had drunk deep at the well of pain and laughed tragic tears in defiance to gods I dreamt, caricatures of my once. I had lain at the threshold of light and turned my back on their too human peace, crying for abysses drunken with stardust. I had demanded from my soul that it be made glowing with God-inspired words to stir men to deeds in flight of power. I had yearned for stillness haloed by sun rays, for the void of self that spells greater selfhood. I had sung myself to myself at the core of moments stretched toward eternity. Now I wander and I pause, and my soul that had yearned for the great silence of unselved matter turns with consecration to an ancient well suffused with light and prays at forgotten gates for the mystic radiance to open its cradle. Light, I have sought respite from thee in the cosmic pools unmoved by winds of desire, where ultimate meets beginning in the empty of dreams, unladen with gods and unthrilled by sun. Light, I have searched for a peace blessed by rest and ending in weariness of dawns and ever new birth, whose seed held no secret to my knowing gaze. I have yearned for not knowing and for that vast sleep of things that are yet born in the womb of the earth. Now I open my hands clenched as shutters to protect my heart, and I tear the walls that made my mind a place safe from thine eternity, O light, seed ever burning with a flame that negates dawns and bedimmings. Stilled is the fire, and steadied the sway of the life flame. Dead is the vibrancy of endless search and bitter yearning for voids deep enough to bury all worlds in wells of silence blessed by the infinite empty. And within me there surges from all the dark wells a point of light to which light answers. Antares, watcher at the western gates, thy red glow pierces the goal of myself. It clenches my resistance, rings it to where light may flow through the shattered walls of my finiteness. The cross is lifted in heavenward soaring. What mystery that feet may be given wings and draw one Godward to the source of omnipresent light. The dewdrop takes flight to receive the ocean in the sun. Along the serpentine path that leads from the cave of darkness to the mystic shrine of the dragon's eye, I ascend through coils of light ever more effulgent, and from sphere to sphere my soul resonates to impacts of radiance whose diapasons steadily rise to incommensurable pitch. Where tones are heard, their form are yet to behold. Where seeds are sown, their plants will rise giving birth to new seed in the endless round of birthing and dying. But space is light. Drink of my soul, of the omnipresent spring of space, that light may be you, and light may intone with your own tongue the soundless mantra that makes the world whole eternally. Oh, let your light shine, let space assume the form that is the innermost you, and pouring its wholeness through your completion, transfigure form into sun. Incandescence is transparency to space. Walls are burnt, the flame circles round the boundaries of self. Yet form remains, the crystalline sea, lens through which space eternally utters the mantra of light. From transparency to transparency, the consciousness lifts its veils ever more convex to all containing light, until the mystery is born within the perfect diamond sphere, when the without is as the within, and space and form are one, embraced in light. Birth of wisdom. The Great Mother opens the heart to the mystery of light and calls to her bosom the child of radiance, in whom object is as subject and subject as light. Out of diffuse light, formed light grows in the soul that has become a harbor of space, where lost ones take refuge, and the commerce of worlds without end finds vessels and mariners that sail from light to light and from star to star within the lambent splendor of the whole. This is the long vigil of Christ's birth, the song of infinite watchfulness, song that has no word, song that is praying for a heart to throb, that within and without may be linked through a spear of light. I mother my baby son, the long fingers of light weave tapestries of living effulgence. The web of sparkling rays spells letters that are love and words that are power. The mantra of light circulates through me. Oh, miraculous circulation of the light! Its serpentine path rouses diamonds that glitter at the core of every cell of me that watch and wait, my gaze fixed upon the point of emanation, middle that absorbs end and beginning. My heart is at peace, my breath is steady, my blood is light that flows through my limbs. The rose fluid dances in the vaulted chamber. The mystic ruby glows where light meet light, and within, the greater within. I see rising the fantasies of past, their arms intertwined with the dreams of future. I am established in now. I am secure in fulfillment. Circumference is full with the circle's life. The pleroma speaks with multitudinous oneness. Oh, chant of the circulating light, lullaby which is a paean of unending life, dance of whirling streams that are souls, of atoms that are gods. I close my ears to the within as to the without, yet the song goes on everywhere and nowhere. The song is but a tone, and this tone light. As song, it waxes and wanes under the white dome of the God seed I am. But light is changeless, light is one and steady. In the light grows the Christ self. I am He. I am He, yet all other. I am that I am, yet all others am I also. The I am is in the all, as the all in the I am. This is the mystery of wholeness, of the no number one seed of numeration. This is the holy vigil. Stars burn as candle in skies of ceaseless being. The incense of wholeness suffuses all there is. I murmur in toneless speech the name of my soul. The snow falls upon that which was, the white mantle of all compassionate mother covers all separateness in oneness of light, scintillating with myriads of diamonds. All is welded in one under magic of light. I am the one. I am all others. I am the light that identifies ever the one and the others. I am the silence that gives birth to all tones, that mothers them at last into utterance of light. Over my own world I ascend, and the weight of my lightness rests upon the splendor of the golden flower. As a butterfly with throbbing wings on petals of rose. Aquarius. Pour, oh pour, Azurean waters of space, pour upon the consecrated seed, pour upon the orphan heart of humanity. Long has been the winter vigil, torn by the expectancy of spring. The dark age has weighed upon the golden thread that compassionate gods had prepared for the earth. Bare is the fabric of man, the sun robe unwoven. The mother is gone, the father unrevealed. All the cells of the earth crave the orphan heart for its blood to sprinkle their vacant altars. Pour, oh pour, radiant waters of space, pour upon the consecrated seed, pour upon the orphan heart of humanity. Man calls, man is unborn, man summons from the stars the substance of his glorious body. Some have seen the vision, the form revealed of the truth of man. some have churned their love to make the dream concrete. Man is unborn. The earth has known dirt which could be molded into its likeness, fruitful seed of ages yet to come. The winds have braced clouds, urns for the rains that would bless his growth. The seeded mother tides strong enough to stir him into rhythm. Yet man has not breathed the fire of life. Man is yet a dream, a vision, an omen. It is your task, my friend, to father and mother the unborn. I saw flaming through nocturnal skies the descent of stars that were the destinies of men. Each was a fire, a tone, a light. Each sang its paean of sacrificial gift. Ages after ages have dimmed the memory of this consecration. Sons of fire wedded the daughters of the earth. Spirit mated with unprepared substance, soiled by the sins of the mother. Yet there have always been those who remember. Flaming messengers plowed into the sod furrows of expectancy. That which was not yet, listen to the had been. In the falls of night, the crown of glory was lowered to summits dreamt of by the few. I announce the form of man, the unborn. I announce the coming of perfection, the intimate birth of that which shall fulfill the vision of seers, the coming of the perfect relationship. For such is the essence of man, to be perfect relationship, the living utterance that integrates in permanent form the life that is one and cells that are many. Though the sod did tremble with the mystic breath of zodiacal gods, and places of power were made to shine, jewels strewn across continents. Those cities were reared and vision imparted within the auras of these wells of light. Yet man was unborn. For man is sum total and perfection. Man is the permanent form through which earth and God know themselves one. And man has been dreamt of, but man is not born. We know the substance which will be man's. Devotees of the flame have burned with ecstatic visions of the life that is man's. But never has been lived the perfect relationship. Never has sounded the perfect chord. Relationship that is complete, that leaves out nothing, that fulfills all, that is the glory of operative wholeness. Avatars of light kissed the earth. Saints were ravished by gods. Man is yet unborn. The white lodged, unfulfilled. I have watched the dance of continents. I have swung into the rhythm of descents and ascents. I have been light and known the terrors of the dark. Now, from the middle realm, I scanned above and below. I am impulsing the perfect form into being. From the humus of continents, manure of civilization that were, I see rising phantoms of my past. These are in me now, in my body, in my sufferings, in my failures. I watch them dying, casting off the fears which mask as pride. living essence, the seed truth of one karma after the other. I am not afraid. I have no doubt. The things that have been were parts of the rhythm of mating. Earth flung at the heart of light, growing darker from the nearness of unbearable light. Confrontation kills. It grows into the future. Upon the dome of the within, light streams forth in patterns of glory. This is power I must learn to bear, to preserve, to utilize. God is that power of love which is light. I am facing my God. I must not lose myself into the power of my God, for I am man, he who integrates God and the earth. I am the perfect form that is in and of God, that completes God and redeems matter. Now, I can still speak of God, for I am yet imperfect. As I become mother of the perfect form of relationship, God vanishes. As the sperm in the ovum, as light in the flame, man is born, man, the living God, the new Jerusalem. How could man be born in the whole, save he be delivered out of the hearth of all mother? How could a perfect relationship be established, save you and I labor in travail of the living God? O companions, the six have been planted in the soil of the past. Streams of colors radiate from the haloed places of mystery, linking continents by thread of power. The fabric of man, woven by the gods of ages that were, is waiting. The golden thread is ready. O companions, who among us will weave into the bare fabric the pattern of man? Who among us will sit for aeonic vigils, pushing to and fro the thread of wholeness through the robe of man? I call for the rise of the seventh, the integrator. I call into space resonant with prophecies. I cry aloud the name of consecration. May the fire burn through which light is released. I call in me and in you, in the within of all. I summon the experience which shall release through the splendor of crucifixions bravely born. I summon the highest, the fullest. O companions, we are the many that have known the one. Because we have known, we find strength to dare, power to do, wisdom to be silent. We are the mothers who give their own blood. We hold sacred in us the pattern of man. We are warriors with the spears of love and shields of sacrifice. Oh, listen to the call, my friend. Pour, ye waters of space, pour upon the consecrated seed. You are the urns of deliverance. You are the bestowers of rain which fecundates the soil. The orphan heart, empty, toneless, cold, cries out for you that are rhythm. O companions, this is the sacred call which none will heed, save there is no escape, no door left, nothing but to ascend. It is a joyous call, a paean of light. It is a song of strength and will unbreakable. Down pulls the race, upward soars the spirits. But we, my friends, we stand, and our hands, glowing with the gifts of love, stretch over the whole earth, interlaced all, they form together the pattern of man.
This is the end of Cycle of the Living Seed, Four Apocalyptic Poems, Part 2, by Dane Rudjar. The preceding audio is copyrighted by Leila Rudjar Hill and was brought to you by Rita, the Rudjar Institute for Transpersonal Activity. Learn more about Rita or contribute to the ongoing legacy of Dane Rudjar at www.rudjarinstitute.org. For the complete selection of free downloads of audio presentations by Dane Rudjar, visit www.rudjaraudioarchives.com.